This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. More details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is derek@comicbooknoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. If you'd like to donate to the ongoing existence of the network as a whole and this show in particular, if you go to comicbooknoise.com, there is a section on the front page that tells you how to donate. You can donate through PayPal, Auphonic Minutes, or you can become a patron. And that's what that oh fuck was earlier, because I had written down all the names of the patrons. I was going to thank them. To the show, but since I forgot, I'll have to do that tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. For those of you who are regular listeners, may not have realized it by the title of the of this episode. It is August, therefore it is time for the dog days of podcasting. Now, unlike the previous one that I've done, I did not put out a general call for questions. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is derek@comicbooknoise.com. A little deja vu for you. And I'll probably answer them if they're not dumb. Now, if this is your first time listening to Comic Book Noise, I will tell you that this show is, God, you see, Dave Slusher and Michael Butler have pretty much stolen my unofficial catchphrase, which is, this show's not for you. Let's just put it to you like this, right? I only do this show for people who listen, right? And because you're listening, I do the show for you. As soon as you stop listening, I don't do the show for you. I think most people say I don't gear my show towards creating a larger audience, right? Others people say I don't pander to the masses. But the fact of the matter is, this show is for people with a very particular taste in podcasts. You know, I'm a single host podcaster, and a lot of single who do a show like for that, you know what I mean? Most people would have like not do that, but if I mess up a word, I could either try to repeat the word or I could just go on, because you can use context clues to figure out what I was talking about, right? Because I have respect for the people who are listening, right? Now I forgot what I was originally gonna say. That happens a lot on this show, okay? So yeah, there you go. Now, a few things about me. I don't have a car, so I don't... A few years ago, I had a car, and I would do a podcast that was 20 minutes long, because that was how long my commute was. I'd hop in the car, start talking, and then end once I got to my destination. Yeah, I no longer have a car. I have a car today, tomorrow, and probably Friday. So these episodes will be just a little longer. However, on Thursday, when I have a ride, when I have to get a ride, they'll be much, 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 much shorter. Okay? So, there you go. I remember what I was talking about now. See, this is Comic Book Noise. Single host podcasters have this reputation of sounding like experts even when it's not warranted, right? There are a lot of people who won't listen to comic book noise, or who have stopped listening to comic book noise because they say I come off as, you know, I speak as if I am an authority when I get things wrong, right? And no, I'm just a guy out here making a lot of noise. I mean, that's the tagline for the show, right? There are times when I don't know something, right? And if somebody gives me knowledge, then hey, you know what? Thank you. I will appreciate that. And if you don't give me knowledge and you take what I say as gospel, you know, welcome to the Church of Derekology, right? But no, I mean, this is a show for people who think, right? I try to get you to think about certain things. And that you might not have necessarily considered, you know. And if you have necessarily considered, then, you know, let you know that there's people out there who are just like you, you know. Anyway, there's also that, by the way, I don't write my show down. I do not write. I do not script. Hell, I don't even take notes. Half the time I start recording, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Okay. But eventually I get there. So if it sounds like what one iTunes reviewer said is an empty rant, there's probably a good reason for that, because like I said, I don't do any prior research. It's all going off the top of my head, and as I've grown older, my memory has become a lot more porous. That's just what happens when you cram, I don't know, 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bucket, right? I have a lot of useless knowledge and some useful knowledge, and sometimes one gets pushed out for the other, you know? Anyway, one thing that I do want to talk about is Lion Forge Comics. Not all of them, because I'm only reading one. I'm reading a book from Lion Forge Comics. Oh, yeah, by the way, another thing. If you're expecting a whole lot of talk about people like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, probably not going to get it, because I don't read Batman comics. He just bores the shit out of me. I don't read Superman comics because I've been away from Superman comics for so long, I don't know exactly where I'd want to pick up. So eventually I'm just going to start picking up and start reading again. And the outside of the television show Supergirl, I have been dissatisfied with certain live-action portrayals of Superman going back decades now. And Superman at one point was my favorite superhero, so there you go. Spider-Man, I talked about Spider-Man on a recent episode where me and my son went to go see Spider-Man Homecoming. We both liked it. We both recommended it. There you go. I'll just save you, what, 15 minutes of listening. And Wonder Woman, I haven't seen the movie yet. Still haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, to tell you the truth. When New 52 started up, Wonder Woman was one of the books that I was getting. I got it all the way up until Azzarello left the book. He was the writer. When he left the book, David and Meredith Finch took over the writing, and David Finch took over the artwork, and Wonder Woman went from a exploration of Greek mythological shit. What's the word I'm looking for? Fuck, who cares? And went from being something that was unique into me at least, into being just another superhero story. And, you know, if all I'm going to do is read just another superhero story, then I can read another superhero. You know what I mean? I mean, Wonder Woman's not going to get canceled, right? All those titles that I just mentioned, none of them are going to be canceled. So why look for a diamond in the rough when this is not really looking for a diamond in the rough? It's looking for like a diamond in a jewelry store. You know what I mean? So I don't really read those books, right? Something really big would have to happen for me to want to read those books. Instead, I try to... I'm not going to say I don't read books people have never heard of, because I'm reading... I got a package from the comic book service yesterday, in fact. And, you know, it's... I get books like Aquaman and James Bond, Savage Dragon... Archie, Sabrina, Spawn. So, I mean, these are all books you've heard of, right? I just haven't had a chance to read any of them, so I can't really speak on them, even semi-intelligently. But Lion's Forge, there's a title. One of their titles is called Noble. And when I first read it, it has a primarily African-American cast. I know the writer is African-American. I'm not really sure about the artist, the pencil drawer or the inkers or the colorist. I'm not sure about any of those, but I do know the writer is in front of them on Facebook. And as I'm reading the book, I really like it. It's about a search for a missing superhero, right? Or a superpower being, I should say. And the lead character is a black woman, right? So first it looks like it's just gonna be a story about a woman trying to find her husband. You know, she thinks he's dead, but now she's getting clues that maybe he's alive. And so I wanted to see where it was going, and it turns out that that's not what it is. This isn't like a bring back my husband type of story. This woman is she's pretty badass, you know. And the husband, even though he doesn't have his memory, he's also, you know, he's super powered, and he is very, very, very powerful. And so I'm reading it. I'm up to issue 3. I'm getting it digitally so I can read it anytime I feel like it. I'm really enjoying the book. Really enjoying the book. Somebody compared it to Milestone, and I don't see it that way. I think that if Milestone had stuck around longer, these are the types of books that they probably would have been putting out. Because I really do believe that eventually Milestone, which was an imprint of the 80s, not really an imprint, it was a joint venture between Milestone Media and DC Comics, I believe. But they had a shared universe. All their titles pretty much happened in one city, you know. And I think that eventually they probably would have gotten away from that, of telling stories in that one city. And, you know, who knows? Down the line, maybe that's probably would have happened. And I think that stories like Noble is what would have come out of it, you know. And I'm really enjoying it. Oh, crap, there goes my train of thought. I'm really enjoying it. I would recommend it if you decide to pick something up like that. It's not a put on a costume and become a superhero type of superhero story. This is somebody with a superpower who was working for, I believe, the government or some kind of big private agency, and now who isn't, you know. Really good, really well thought out. Because it's black, people will make comparisons to Milestone titles, but it's really not, you know. Like I said, this is what Milestone These are like I said before, these are the type of books Milestone probably would have eventually started putting out, but to me, it doesn't feel like a Milestone book. You know, there are a lot of just because you have a black superhero doesn't necessarily mean that it's all going to feel like Milestone. You know, most it's one of the Iron Man books, because apparently there are 3 Iron Man books. I'm gonna say Invincible Iron Man, International Iron Man, and Infamous Iron Man. One of them has a character, 15-year-old girl, genius, named Riri Williams, who basically is Ironheart. She has an armor like Tony Stark, and she's being mentored by a computer hologram simulation of Tony Stark. And what little I've read of it, it's a pretty good book. But, you know, maybe it's because it's Marvel and these are characters I know about. I don't really feel as though this is a very Milestone-ish book, even though it's a lot more like Hardware than it is Iron Man, you know. Okay, this guy's not going. And, yeah, I mean, this is how it is. Not everything black is Milestone, you know. It's just like saying everything that's black and white, written by a woman, is I don't know, what was the name of that imprint? DC had an imprint like that where it was all female creators. I don't even think it lasted 2 years before they pulled the plug, because that's what DC does. They have something, they'll have something pretty good going, and then they'll just say, man, we're not making enough money, let's get rid of it. It's like, okay, way to build money. And I have stalled for long enough, I can't remember. Anyway, if you've never listened to Comic Book Noise before, this is pretty much what it is. This is me in my car, or with my recorder, I should say, just talking whatever pops in my fool ass head until, you know, I have to stop. And right now, I have to stop because I'm at work. So right now, I'm done making a lot of noise, a lot of comic book noise. Take it easy. Talk to you tomorrow.